listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight. We have two new guests. I was expecting one and I got two, so there's a surprise for us all. And another extraordinary entrepreneur who's living out in Los Angeles and has been for quite some time doing many different things. But one of the things that he has been and that his company is doing is, I find, to be really drop-dead gorgeous, because I was sent one of the gifts. And we're talking really about luxury gifting. It's a luxury gifting platform where design and convenience come together, and they really keep a very meticulous eye to style and design and detail. And so I wanted to introduce David Youssef and his partner, Alex Amidi. They're on the line. Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having us.
I'm doing great. David, I'm going to start with you a second because, you know, I don't know if you heard Beth on the other line as she was signing off. I had asked for an entrepreneurial nugget to leave with our listeners. And she said, yeah, you know, just tell everybody never to give up. And I found out in my research with you, that's your favorite quote, too.
Hands down. It was funny because, you know, I use that with my kids always, never give up. And if you don't mind, if I can tell you a really funny, quick story. So my kids are not allowed to use the word can't at home. Right. And so one of my kids, they were about 4 years old, and they had, in one of those little toy things, they had put it behind the stove. They had dropped it behind the stove. So they looked at me and they're like, Dad, it's behind the stove. I was like, don't worry about it. Forget it. I just can't get it. He's like, wait a minute. You said you can't use the word can't. And I'm like, oh, no. So it was one of those moments where, you know, I had to show my kid and
you better be careful.
The pipe, but yes.
Yeah. So David Youssef and Alex Amidi, you guys are partners in this fabulous dream company by the name of Bouquet Bar. And David, I know about you, and Alex can fill me in about him himself, that you are a master and have been a master florist for a very long time. So much is it so that you've been the in-house florist to hotels like the Four Seasons, the Beverly Wilshire, the Ritz-Carlton at Dana Point. And so I don't think it gets any bigger or better than that.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for all that. I've been doing flowers for since I started working in U.S. And to give you a little background, I'm an immigrant. I came from Iran when I was 15 years old. Long story short, $4,000 in my pocket. I don't know if anybody watched Shark Tank. That was my little story that I put out there. Dad said, here's $4,000. Go to America, make a life.
Wow.
You know, long story short, I fell into flowers by an ex-girlfriend, Rhonda Burton. If she's listening, she'll be happy to hear that. Anyways, background was always art, and when I got into the flowers, we ended up doing a lot of big weddings. I started Square Root with David long time ago. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of high-end weddings, Oscars 7 years in a row, many celebrities, Danny DeVito, Brooke Shields, Andrea Agassi, many big events.
Right.
In the Hollywood. So I got a lot of background on design because of the work line I did in the past. So when we started Bouquet Bar, we wanted to bring that same experience as we were doing for the 1% for America for masses. And we noticed that there is a big void in a gifting industry. And, you know, I even realized as a great designer that I've been and I've been practicing, it's so hard to really do a special gift for anybody. And and to do that, even if you're able to, the time that you have in your day is very minimal. You know, people don't have time to go get three gifts and put them together, wrap them up and take them to somebody's house or go for dinner or send it to someone. It's a very hard thing to do. So Bouquet Bar was created at that point. Me and David and South Sad came up with the concept and how we can give something to people with flowers and other items that look very luxurious.
Yeah.
It has an amazing touch and feeling to it and can excite the receiver and the gifter.
So well, it really is. It's the art of giving, as you guys call it. And I loved what I got, by the way. First of all, I love the idea. I'm a tea drinker, and I don't know who knew that, but somebody, you know, I was sent a gorgeous little box of tea, along with my very, very, very favorite flower, which is the white rose. It was a white tea rose, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't know how you guys have that mystical power to know exactly what I love, but you did. And I just can't. The box is so beautiful. I can't throw the box away.
Good. That was the whole point behind it. I mean, Alex and
it's a box for life, you know?
The flower industry was really broken. We knew that it was broken, and we wanted to really change it. And as we did more research, not only was the flower market broken, but we also saw that the gifting market was broken. So we knew that we had this amazing bridge, which was flowers, to put it all together. So we said, why don't we take beautiful flowers that we know how to design, amazing, unique gift items, do unbelievable packaging, put it all together, and hence Bouquet Bar. It's been amazing.
It has been amazing. And you said you started about 3 years ago, right?
We put the whole concept about 3 years ago, kind of on the drawing boards. And then we launched January of 2017. June of 2017, we got on Shark Tank. And January of this year, we were actually aired on Shark Tank. And it's been amazing. It's been an amazing last 3 weeks.
Right. I didn't see the show. So give me a little bit of a background on what happened there.
I cried.
A little bit.
The show was amazing. I mean, you see it on TV. I'm a big fan. I think I've watched almost every episode. The show, you know, it's very humbling. It's an honor. You get to go in front of all these people. 40,000 people apply on the show per year. 250 people get in. So, you know, you get one crack at this. And,
right.
You know, meeting in front of these people. And we
and
really wanted to get Mark Cuban
funded,
from the beginning.
What happened?
We got Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban is our business partner.
Oh, did you? Okay. I didn't see it. So, okay. So Mark said, okay, cool. Great.
Mark said it's cool. And here's the other little tidbit about Shark Tank. So once the deals are handshaked on Shark Tank, it's not a guarantee, obviously. So there's a long due diligence period. And out of all the deals that are made on Shark Tank, 60 to 70% of them don't go through. So
We
were one of the fortunate ones that Mark really liked. We went through the due diligence. He loved us. And he's been an amazing partner. I have to say, he's been amazing.
That's awesome. And what I really love about this is, you know, this is, you know, if you go to the website, everybody, again, bouquetbar.com, and you get to see what we're talking about here. So what you actually do is you choose the box, you choose the size of the gift, the size of the box, and then you can fill it with different things. So anything from candy to candles to nuts to, help me out, guys, what else? We've got flowers, obviously.
Bath bombs, truffles, socks, ties, lotions, all kinds of unique things. The thing that we really wanted to do, you know, is that people really have choices now, Clarissa. It's not just like going to the mall and saying, oh, I'm too tired, I'm not going to go to the next store.
Yep.
Now everything is in your fingertip. So we wanted to make sure that we create something that had people kind of being on the side and making sure that it's customizable. We have gifts that you can customize, and we have gifts that are already pre-curated as well. But what we wanted to do is make people feel like designers. I mean, people come to our current business, Square Root, and they come in and see all the beautiful flowers and vases, and they're just mesmerized. Like, oh my God, this is amazing. It is. We have an amazing job.
Here's what's really cool about it, too, is that it's great for guys to go to, and it's great for girls to go to. It's kind of like the unisex art of gifting, right? And so, by the way, with Valentine's Day coming up, you guys must be busier than a one-arm, you know, paper hanger.
It is. I mean, if you look at the gifting industry right now, gift cards are so popular. We wanted to take that out and allow people to gift. And there has to be that emotion attached to it. If you look at it, you know, if I send you a gift, for example, and let's say I have a friend, let's say they're trying to lose some weight, and I'm going to put a succulent in there, some honey and some organic teas, that's something that you can't get at FTD. That's something you can't get at 100 Flowers. That's something you can't get anywhere.
Right.
So we don't want to just be the happy birthday occasion gift site. We want to be the any occasion gift site.
Yeah.
Wow. Exactly. And
that's awesome.
Also, to add on that, it's an ongoing thing for Bouquet Bar. We will have different product lines and different kind of gifting ideas for the consumers to be able to go and order for their loved ones or friends or family or even work and colleagues. So it's an ongoing thing. The items will change in the future. We would have other options. You know, it's we want the consumer to come back and order a new thing for sure. Whoever they want to send it to. So that's what we call the art of gifting, because it's an ongoing thing. We can partner up with a lot of we collab with different people. I don't know if David has talked about that in the past, but we have a collaboration with Neiman Marcus, Cartier, other mm-hmm. we're the top gifting platform for Facebook. I mean, we can do many different things. Corporate functions for corporates, we can do a lot of different things, and for companies, and customize stuff for their needs, for their clients and vendors and people who they want to send it to.
By the way, you guys are giving free shipping on all orders, eh?
We provide free shipping to the lower 48 states. We're looking into getting into Hawaii as well, but mm-hmm. it's all free shipping, yes.
Wow. And until we're going to go to break in about a minute's time. So are you continually looking for new gift ideas to integrate into the box?
Yeah, we are. We every few months we start looking for new items and creating new boxes. And as you know on a website we name our boxes a lot of times and for different occasions. So we will consumer can look up for things that are coming up at Bokeh Bar. It's going to be exciting and wonderful stuff coming.
Really is. It's absolutely gorgeous, guys. I'm really happy everybody here in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. We've been with Alex Amidi and David Youssef. Go take a look at bokehbar.com. Take a look at exactly what we're talking about. We have got to go to break. We will be right back.
Hear the stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Do you feel shackled to your business? Do you feel that there is no room for anything else, like a personal life, family, fun? Did you know that there is another way? Listen for The Unshackled Life with hosts Aaron Scott Young and Michelle Pearson Young. They'll discuss what helps your business work better for you so that you get to have a life. Aaron Young has been starting and running companies for over 30 years. It's time for you to finally have the time, money, and freedom that you've always wanted. The Unshackled Life, Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight with Clarissa, and we have Alex Amidi and David Youssef on the line with us today, two extraordinary entrepreneurs that immigrated to the United States many years ago and didn't have very much in their pockets when they first got here, and now have been extremely, extremely successful in what they've done. And I wanted to ask both of them a little bit about their entrepreneurial journey, because that's really the hardest part, you know, is the work that and the blood, the sweat, and the tears that you put into the love that you have. And obviously these guys had for business, and they had for flowers, and they had for the art of gifting. But David, I'm going to start with you, because here's what I really liked about you when I did my research on you. Okay. Apart from the fact that your quote was never give up, and your favorite thing to eat is ice cream, so we already had something in common. But when you right there on social media and right there in first line on LinkedIn, you're saying things like, I love to see people innovate and think out of the box. See what you did there, that whole box thing. And then you said, I've been very fortunate to be around amazing people who have taught me so much importantly, most importantly, my parents and my wife, who I look to for inspiration is my mother and my father, and then Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, Richard Branson, Mark Cuban, you know, and a lot of other greats, Gates and Martin Luther King and Gandhi. But at then you really you gave a shout out again to your wife and to your two amazing boys.
Yes.
How important we always hear about entrepreneurial endeavors taking so much time and 24/7, and there's no time left for anything else but work, 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 work. So how is it that you were able to integrate and become successful and never leave your family behind?
Well, I appreciate you saying successful. I mean, success is to me, I always tell my kids, it's a very subjective thing. Wealth is a very subjective thing. It just does not mean financially, but you know, you try to do your best. I mean, I was very fortunate to come to this country and have two amazing parents that work so hard. And in some regards, you know, my wife thinks I'm too hard on the kids, but I think my kids are spoiled. They get so much. And I think it's really important to teach those values. I mean, this country was built on values. This country was built on hard work. This country was built on immigrants and a lot more. And people like me coming to this country have to make sure that I come in here and be able to give something, just like today, sitting with you and talking to you. Hopefully some entrepreneur sitting and he will hear our story and be inspired and say, you know, I can do this. And one suggestion that I would give to any entrepreneur today that's listening to this is that if you're trying to be an entrepreneur, fix a problem. Fix a problem that you have faced. Don't go after something that, oh, I saw this on TV and I want to go sell this. If it's something that you're having a problem with, let's say you have a baby and there's an issue with that kid that can be solved, solve that problem. We were fortunate enough to be in the flower industry and we knew this market really, really well and we knew it was broken. So we knew how to fix it and we fixed it the way we would want to see it. Alex and I always looked at these boxes and said, would we want to give it to our eyes or would we not? It had to meet our standards.
Yeah. Alex, why don't you weigh in? You as an entrepreneur, obviously, coming from another country, you know, having to integrate into a new country and become as successful as you have been, what do you think were the key factors that worked best for you?
I think what worked best for me, I came to this country with no parents. I came with my brother that was 2 years older than me, and he was pretty much my guardian. I think one of the things about what life taught me to get where I got so far, and I'm so thankful for that, is that, you know, when you know that you have to take care of yourself, when you know that you got to take steps to be able to survive in this world, it gives you that strong sense that, you know, you have to work hard, you have to put 150% no matter what you did in life. And from the moment I landed in America, and I thank God every day that I did, because it was the greatest thing that happened to me at age 15, is I was not scared. Don't be scared. I would tell people, don't be scared to take a step. Don't be scared to open a business. Always look into your core. Everybody in this world is special. Everybody in this world has something that can do better than others. That's something special about them. Find that special thing. A lot of people go through a journey of figuring themselves out. You need to figure yourself out. You need to be able to find that one special thing about you. And if that special thing has to do, it's not necessarily always business. It can be anything. Maybe it's a teaching. Maybe it's athleticism. Sure. Maybe it's artisticness. Whatever that is, put 150% into that.
Yeah.
Don't do what others tell you to do. Do what your heart tells you to do.
Here's a question for both of you. So for both of you, I'd like to know, what was your greatest entrepreneurial success and what was the greatest entrepreneurial defeat?
Buying Bitcoin. No, I'm joking. No, I'll kind of answer that both into one. I can't give you any specific thing. You know, life has a lot of journeys. I think the most important thing is, you know, Warren Buffett always talks about people always read about success stories. They never read about businesses' mistakes. And that's one thing that I really try to do is learn from my mistakes. And every single mistake that I've made is I've learned from it. And one thing that I can tell any entrepreneur that's listening, if you're coming out with a business, test, T-E-S-T, test. Don't go out there. That's the mistake we made. We went too big, too fast. We're fortunate enough to get on Shark Tank and it really worked out for us. But test things. Test the product, test with consumers, sell it, see how it does, and make your tweaks. That's one thing I would highly recommend.
David?
Yes.
That was David.
Alex. I don't know. You both sound the same to me. Sorry, Alex. Your turn.
I think as somebody in the business world, one of the things I learned is, you know, you're gonna have the times that you're gonna fail, and you're gonna have the times that's gonna be glorious. Mm-hmm. So the times that fails, and every great businessman, and you read books and you hear about people's stories, they're gonna have failures. They all do have failures. What one of the things about that is you learn from those failures, you get up, you're stronger, you're smarter, and keep on going. So
all
don't
right,
ever
nobody
be
told me
let
what
the
their greatest
failure
triumph
stop
was.
You
I from, know, what was your greatest
from doing
triumph?
Business and living life.
What was the greatest triumph?
My kids.
Yeah.
For me,
an entrepreneurial where I know your kids and I know all that, but I want to know entrepreneurialism. You know, your entrepreneurial.
Mark Cuban. No, being on Shark Tank and getting Mark Cuban as a business partner,
sure.
There's no question about it.
I think that's amazing. Also, you know, me and David own another business that's also been amazing. I want to say that was the, I want to say to get where we got, and we got there again with nothing. And to be here and be business partner with Mark Cuban, they both got to be the greatest achievements in our business life. And there's nothing other than that.
Yeah, I would definitely say without a doubt that would be number one too. Okay, we have a couple of minutes left to the show. So we've been talking about your triumphs. We've been talking about defeats. And, you know, when people ask me that question, I say, you know, I went into business thinking, you know, that it was probably best to scrimp and save a little bit in the beginning because, you know, a little bit of money has to go in a lot of different directions, right? And so I didn't get a lawyer in the beginning. I just did everything by myself and I made all my agreements by myself and almost some of the contracts I made by myself. Well, that didn't work too well. So one of the things that I always invite people to do as entrepreneurs is always get your legalities in place first. And by the way, I was living in Italy at the time, so you know it was a little bit difficult. You know, law in Italy is a little bit difficult. It's different, and it was very expensive, and there was no internet at the time, and there was no LegalZoom, so. You know, I think that's a really great little nugget that I like to give, and that is be really, really mindful and careful that all those legalities, all of those contracts, agreements, and whatever else, everything is crystal clear before you get started. Agree?
Totally agree.
We agree with that 100%. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was always a big one. Okay, guys, I got a minute left before I have to sign off. What's next for you guys? Now that you've been setting the world on fire, what's next?
Take over the world. No, get it.
There you go.
No, we just want to innovate. We want to design and just give a better product, improve on our product, and do it better. And that's one thing I would recommend to any entrepreneur. Never get complacent. Never let your success get the best of you. Always innovate. Always look for making your product better.
Okay, David? That was David. No, I don't know. Next,
Alex.
Who's the next one?
Yeah, I agree with everything David said. I wish the best for every entrepreneur out there. Just try as hard as you can, innovate like David said, and don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. And
don't
keep
ever
at
give
it.
Up. Okay, I think that's pretty darn good. We're going to end it right there, gentlemen. Thank you so much for being on the show. You have been listening to Alex Amidi and to David Youssef here on In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt, Voice America's Influencers Channel. I thank A-Rod down in Phoenix for making me sound a whole lot better than I probably am. And everybody, I will be here next week, same day, same time. In the meantime, why don't you just go out and do something good for somebody today? It's going to make you feel a whole lot better.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.